We talked about music. I mean, classical music. I mean, I didn't know too well. I just said I like that and I like it for that. I mean, too specific because, I mean. And we also knew, Gustav Mahler, and I mean, heavy literature. The names, which we both enjoyed. Mm-hmm. Whereas the other young people, they were all into sports and
Ed was not.
Not talking about classical music or heavy books. Mm-hmm.
There are certain people who go through life who think of their bodies as merely a mechanism for carrying their brains around.
Well, and that's you know, Tom, that's part of the absolute cruelty of what happened with Ed not being able to speak, because I mean, let's from what you've just said, I mean, if his knees had decided to stop cooperating, that's one thing, but the fact that he lost his ability to articulate what that incredible brain of his was thinking, mm-hmm. was just the worst of cruelties. I mean, in my mind, and again, I'm the irreverent friend.
And I've had a lot of trouble processing because in some ways, I mean, our basis of who we were to each other was our conversations.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had a lot of trouble, you know, he's, especially in the last couple of years, he's been kind of a ghost to me. And I can't tell you how much that hurts me. I had a few minutes with him this summer where I felt like connected a little bit, but.
Well, you know, Tom, and that's why I shared the story that I did about, and Vinny, you lived this every day for how many years? We all adapted to carrying the conversation more when Ed couldn't. And, okay, so I'm probably the only person in the room that actually resorted to fart jokes, but still, the point being...
So far.
But the point being that we all adapted. We all adapted to carrying the conversation more and making it easier for Ed to nod or shake or, you know, to say what he could, you know, affirmatively or otherwise. But, you know, Tom, to your point, it was almost like you had to speak for two people. And so, again, being the irreverent friend, sometimes I would just kind of poke the bear intentionally, and I would start talking about how awesome, you know, Franz Versenmost is, just to get him to go, no! I did like to play with my friend Ed, but I mean, he knew it was all in fun. It was all in fun.
And that was one of the things later on in the last few year, the last year. I mean, there was a period of time when I didn't see him because of COVID.
Yeah.
And there were times there when I thought I wasn't ever going to see him again. And then we got to see each other last June, finally, not this June, but a year ago, and felt like it was safe enough, but. He was still there. He still got the bad jokes. He processed the puns.
Always.
Even a few months ago, when I was here in August, there was one of his homemades who was very talkative, and she and I got into political discussion over dinner, and he didn't want to leave the table because we were going back and forth and. And he really enjoyed just listening to that conversation. So at least he had, you know, at least that part of him was still in there. As I getting back to my computer world, his input-output device was broken, but his central processing unit was still there.
Oh, 100%. 100%. That never left.
And so there's that. At least that is, that was a minor blessing, if anything. I think it would have been, could have been worse.
I know that's hard to say. I would say it was a major blessing, Tom. Because even though we didn't have the benefit of him sharing with us what he actually thought, because unfortunately he was unable to articulate that.
Yeah.
We all knew that everything that was going on around him was fully cognizant of. Mm-hmm. And, mm-hmm. Which is,
and
again,
he knew he was still in there. I mean, when we were having end of life discussions a few weeks ago, and trying to decide under what circumstances, what would happen, and so on and so forth, Mom and Dave and I sat down and we all agreed, if he's still in there, he's still alive. And when he's not in there, then he's not. And that's the line. And that's where we drew the line. And he never left. He was still in there the day I left, 4 days before he died.
Right.
He could tell I was there. He still smiled at me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, when I got stuck on the word, I would go to Ed. And he would help me to find that word.
Always.
I mean, he knew the word. I didn't.
Yep.
And, yeah.
Mm-hmm. We knew Ed had a problem when he got stuck on a word and you fixed it.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
so, this isn't the way it normally is. Mm-hmm. If I could say a few words,
please. Hang on. Let me restart.
Oh, no.